And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Next Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's been a national holiday since signed into law by President Reagan 41 years ago in 1986. It's a day off for students in major school districts around the country, but not necessarily in Northwest Wisconsin. For several years, WPR has conducted a survey of districts in the area, finding many for whom the holiday is a regular school day. Some school districts that were previously open are off this year, including Solon Springs, Webster, and Spooner, but many remain open, including Hayward, Phillips, and Shell Lake, which also has a school board meeting scheduled for that day. Dr. Jill Underley is Wisconsin's Superintendent of Public Instruction. While the state does recognize and celebrate the birthday of the revered civil rights leader, it cannot mandate the same for local school districts, all of whom set their own school calendars. Dr. Underley brings a firsthand knowledge about those issues as a former superintendent of the rural Pecatonica School District in southern Wisconsin, and she's also a former social studies teacher. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Dr. Underley.
Thank you so much, Robin. Glad to be here.
So are you surprised to hear that districts still aren't celebrating the holiday?
I don't think we should assume that they're not celebrating the holiday. I think, you know, the reasons they may be open or closed are just going to vary. But what really matters most is that the schools take the time to really educate students about Martin Luther King Jr. and the contributions that he's made and create a sense of community and belonging for everyone.
Many of the districts that don't take the day off don't have a lot of Black students. Does that matter?
Again, I think it just really is going to matter, you know, to the local context. I know from my own personal experience, I live in a community that's majority white, and our school took the day off, but we encourage students to do different things. And we also would structure the days leading up to it and the days following it, as far as, you know, encouraging students to learn about Martin Luther King's teachings, you know, and we would do activities in the school and promote those activities to families as well. So there could be a lot of reasons. And I would hate to say, like, there's a one-size-fits-all reason.
I was going to ask, is taking the day off important or the end goal? We had some experience with the Duluth School District, right across the border from Superior, which long held school on that day with an assembly program about Dr. King and suggested it was a more effective way of teaching his lessons. That changed about 15 years ago. One reason was the district wanted to allow students to participate in the city's annual march in official King Day program.
Yeah, I think, you know, ultimately, I believe it's really important for all schools to honor Martin Luther King Jr.'s message and values, and that should really be up to the school district, like you said. And it should be up for them to decide based on what works best for them and their situations. We are a local control state in Wisconsin, and I mean, I don't have the authority at the DPI to tell them how to use their instructional days, but what I have seen is that, you know, school districts are considerate, right? Many have long traditions of observing MLK Jr. Day. They may close school. They may hold special events, like you said, or, you know, you may see closure because there's some local celebrations that they encourage their students to attend. But then again, if their students are present, they may use it as an opportunity so that they can structure lessons around Martin Luther King Jr.'s teachings, too. So it's going to vary based on, I think, you know, just the local needs of the school district.
What would you say to a district that simply is not encouraging any of that?
Well, I think there's some reasons why. I've not encountered a school district leader that wouldn't encourage these kinds of lessons. And maybe they don't do it on the specific day, but maybe they are encouraging it throughout the school year.
We've been speaking with Jill Underley, Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Underley.
Thank you so much.
So back on the local level, what's happening at the schools? Well, one of the districts we mentioned that now is granting a day off for students is Webster, which now uses the day as an in-service for staff. Joshua Hetfield is the district administrator. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Josh.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So we tallied districts in our area 2 years ago. When did you make the switch to granting a day off for students and why?
I believe if we look back, we've gone back and forth over the years, depending on a number of variables. So we always do try to prioritize observing Martin Luther King Jr. Day with the day off of school for students. you know, when districts create their school calendars, there's many pieces to consider, and they all have a domino effect on each other. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is one of the pieces that we do try to prioritize, and on some years we are able to make that happen, and other years things just don't fall into place. So I'm glad we were able to make that change for this year.
Are you confident that students will be learning about Dr. King's teachings when they're out of school as much as they would be in school?
Well, whether we're in school on Martin Luther King Jr. Day or not, you know, we prioritize the learning about that day and the importance that that it has in our history and our society today. So whether we're in school or not, we're going to make sure that we are doing our best to educate our students on that importance.
Our survey seemed to indicate that a lot of the districts that did not take the day off did not have a sizable African-American population. What's your demographics?
We're at about a 25% minority population. It does, I think, add more value for our district that we do have a larger African-American population as compared to, you know, some of our other districts here in Northwest Wisconsin.
What advice would you give to other districts that aren't granting the students the day off?
Just to make sure that, you know, it's being considered in the district calendar creation. Like I said, there's lots of pieces that come into play and they all affect each other. I think prioritize that and, you know, if possible, I think it is best observed with a day off of school.
And lastly, what's the main lesson you'd like to impart to students for observing the holiday?
Just to acknowledge and make sure we're always remembering the huge impact that Martin Luther King Jr. had, and that we are always working towards bettering our country and having equality.
Joshua Hetfield is the district administrator for the Webster School District. Thank you for joining us, Joshua.
Thank you very much.
And once again, our survey of schools in Northwest Wisconsin that are or are not granting the holiday off can be seen at WPR.org. And if you have an idea about something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.